Mr. Stromberg, is it?
Yes, doctor, Mr. Stromberg.
And what seems to be your problem, sir?
Doctor, it's not my problem. It's my son, Jaime. He's acting like an animal. Get down off there, Jaime. Get down off the doctor. Here, come over here. Here, sit, sit. That's good boy. He's biscuit.
Well, Mr. Stromberg, there is a very good veterinarian down the hall if
listen,
you care.
Listen, listen, doctor. Don't misunderstand me. It's not that problem. The problem is his nose.
Well, I see that. However, Mr. Stromberg, I'm not a plastic surgeon.
No, doctor. That's not the problem at all again. Listen very carefully. Ever since he was a little boy, everything he's finding around the house, he sticks up his nose. Everything that's laying around the house, up his nose it goes. He started out small, first it was maybe a piece of rice, a bean, a jujube. Then he got bigger and bigger, a walnut, a peanut. Then he started on change. First it was a penny, a nickel, a quarter, a half dollar, silver dollars. He's got four knocks up his nose. Listen!
Well, that is rather musical. Perhaps you can use him as a maraca.
Listen, doctor, jokes I don't need. What I need is a normal little boy that don't stick every toy I get him up his nose. Trains and bolts and planes he's got up his nose. Everything he goes up his nose, I can't believe it, doctor. And last week, a whole bagel with lox and cream cheese. I ask him, what, your toy's hungry maybe or something? How about some olives? Oh, doctor, I'm going out of my mind. But last night was the topper of all the toppers. I'm coming home from work. I work hard, let me tell you, doctor. I don't mind telling you, I work hard. But not for me. For my wife, for my family. Not one thought about me. Everything's for them. I'm coming home. I'm going in the kitchen, maybe have a little glass tea. And out in the alley, I'm hearing a noise. So I'm saying to myself, what this noise? Could it be burglar? Yes, it could be burglar. So I'm getting my gun. Doctor, let me tell you, I don't like to carry a gun. But today, you can't go out on the street without the Yankees and the Schwarzers getting you. So I'm looking at my gun. And I'm noticing inside my gun are no bullets. Where are the bullets, I'm asking myself? Where else? Up his nose. So we get the kid out of the bed. Sure enough, the bullets are in his nose. How we gonna get them out? They're stuck in there. We can't get the bullets out. We give him whole Dr. Brown's cream soda, stand him on his head, shake him up and down. Nothing but foam all over. So, doctor, I'm coming to you, and I'm begging, I'm pleading, please get the bullets out of his nose, please.
Well, I'll see what I can do. Come here, son. Come here. Come on, up here. There we go. Well, let me see. Nurse, hand me those pliers. Thank you. They are wedged in here pretty tight, aren't they? Well, let me see. Hand me that hammer. Thank you, nurse.
Doctor, you did it! Everything's out of his nose! Doctor, thank you! And listen, doctor, keep the change.